on Q105.
That's us hanging out with you, live and local, in Tootally-Doo. It's Q105, partly sunny today with a high of 85. Tomorrow, I'll be playing in the Marathon Pro-Am, Marathon Classic Pro-Am, with a wounded warrior, Dan Nevins. Dude is awesome. And also, Michelle McGann is the pro, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and that's at 12:10 we tee off hole number one. So if you want to come out and see a true American hero and a washed up DJ, that Highland Meadows is where you want to be at about 12:10 on hole number one we tee off. It's going to be really cool. And I bring this up because tomorrow is supposed to be 90. 90 and hot and humid and sticky, and it's going to be awesome. And hopefully my son will be the caddy, so I'll be giving him a whole lot of grief, and you can watch us. It'll be fun. It's 72 now, 72 here in the Cumulus compound in South Toledo. 419-240-1055. Oh, it's the dog. Hold on. He gets his own music. Stand by to qualify.
Then we're going to find our best friend, Doug, and then we're going to give him a best friend hug. Doug, 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 Doug.
Hello, the Doug.
Hello, Donnie. Hey, welcome back to Toledo.
Yeah, just got back. Thanks.
Yeah, I heard about 3 days ago. Two days ago.
What's up?
I was looking for you for 8 years. Couldn't find you. But anyway, hey, I got a little story. I wasn't really stupid. Didn't start out to be stupid, but it happened. I sent you a couple pictures. Mrs. Doug and I decided to take a little ride Sunday and said to head down maybe past Grand Rapids, right up the river, and we stopped at Grand Rapids real quick and realized we were going to have a little concert or something. So I said, why don't we come back? And so we jumped on 65, headed up the river a little bit further. Only got a couple of miles, and the car was coming the other way, kind of flagged us down and said, there's a head-on accident. You're not going to get by. And I said, okay. So we were going to turn around. I thought, really didn't, something wasn't right. So I said to Mrs. Doug, I said, let's just go up and see what's going on there. So we only went half a mile, round a little turn right up on a bridge, and there was a head-on collision. Pickup truck and a SUV. No rescue vehicles or anything around yet. So Mrs. Doug, having some medical experience, she said, okay, let's go. So she went, and she saw one couple, started checking the lady out who had some pain, basically from the airbags going off. I said, let me go check the other one. There was another car that was coming the other way. They had stopped. And I found the driver of the pickup truck. He was leaning against a guardrail right outside the truck. I mean, it was ugly. It was a bad situation. Actually, the injuries were not bad. He had some head gash. His arm looked like it hit the glass or something. It was all shredded. He was bleeding a little bit. Not real serious. He had other spots that was bleeding, and so and he was very emotional. He was going to leave, and I said, no, I got to put my hands on his shoulders, and I wouldn't let him get up or anything. And I just talked him down, got him to where he was basically making some sense, because it came out that I could smell the alcohol. And this was 12:30 in the morning. Yeah.
Wait a minute, 12:30 in the afternoon?
In the afternoon, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
And so I was saying to him, he was talking about, he's disappointed everyone, this, that. He was going to jump off the bridge. He was going to do this, that.
Oh, man.
And, I managed to get him calmed down enough where he started calling me. When somebody starts calling you, sir, it's like he's my dad. At that point, I started questioning him a little bit about, were you drinking? No, I have an open container in the car, but I wasn't drinking. I'm going, okay, well, whatever. I said, what have you done with your life that everyone's so disappointed in you? So he started, confiding in me. And basically he had told me if he stuck around that he had 176 days hanging over his head for other violations. So this was probably not a one-time or, probably two or three-time DUI. And he was a young kid. 24, 25 years old.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. So, the rescue squad, I'll be honest, it felt like at least 20 minutes before anyone came. A volunteer fire truck, they finally got there. At that point in time, you know, I kind of got his confidence. He's told me his problems. I've settled him down. Just tell him, you know, we've all had demons. You know, sometimes it takes us a few times to get rid of them. At that point in time, he starts hugging me. And, yeah, I mean, the blood is, you know, all over. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, you know, what?
Have to go to Savers, buy a new outfit.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't that. It's more with the
exposure.
With the diseases out there, you start to get a little concerned.
Yeah.
You know, and so that was my biggest concern, because Mrs. Doug had come over. She had checked him out and, you know, said, no, nothing really serious or wrong. So I just kind of stayed there. But it was kind of a scary situation.
I guess so.
Then I got a hold of one of the EMT guys, and they said, do me a favor, just ask this kid if he has any diseases or anything like that, any HIV or anything. And, you know, the guy, you know, he talked to him for a while, and he gave me the, no, everything's okay. But then the trooper that was there, I basically asked him the same thing, to do the same thing. And he says, remember, there's an open container in there. He told you about everything. He was going to throw it over. And remember, he might not be the most honest kid in the world. I said, yeah, okay. So, you know, I had to go back to Grand Rapids. And, of course, I had to try to clean my shirt off. And that's why I'm standing in the john cleaning my shirt off. And people are coming in. And I basically had to tell them, yeah, I'm homeless. I'm just doing my laundry today. So
you dressed too nice.
So did the kid end up getting arrested?
Well, the trooper was going to, but at that point in time, Mrs. Doug was concerned with the lady because she was having a lot of problems with her chest,
yeah.
And it was probably just from the airbag. And so they were from like an hour and a half away, so she had said that if we needed to drive them anyplace, we'd drive them someplace. But they wound up putting the kid on a backboard,
yep.
Transporting
him
to the hospital. In the same way, they convinced her, the lady who was having the chest problem.
Are you going to be able to follow up with this kid and maybe get him on the right path like you've done for me?
No, Denny, I'm not going to do that. I might try to follow up to find out if there's any medical problems with him as far as blood diseases. But no, Denny, I think I've spent enough time with you getting you on the straight and narrow.
All right, so I'm taking up too much of your time.
Maybe give him Todd Crandall's name.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, maybe Todd Crandall be Crandall be a good guy.
You know what? That
yes.
is a good idea. I might just follow up and do that. Because he sounds like he's a two- or three-time
offender, and mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he obviously needs some help. Wow, what a story, Doug. What a story.
Woo! Quite a story.
You like that story?
Yes, it took a while, but and that did not surprise
me. Kept me captivated,
though.
Hey,
on another note, are you coming out to the Marathon Classic to watch me play tomorrow?
I just checked my tickets to make sure my tickets were all day, so, you know, I can go to any day because I got some just for the weekend. But I'll be out there. I was even going to offer to caddy, but I couldn't find anybody to carry the bags for me and then wheel me around a wheelchair behind you.
Well, hopefully my son will be caddying, so it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. All right, dude, we'll see you tomorrow, hopefully.
Good luck. Toodly-doo.
All right, thanks. See you. Bye-bye. The Doug.
Wow. And those pictures were, first car, he was like there.
Yeah,
so.
I showed a couple of pictures, and it's scary stuff. All right, if you entered in for our drawing, wasn't this on the Q1055 page for the Cedar Point, four Cedar Point tickets, four tickets to the water park. That's a pretty, a nice prize.
Hundreds of dollars.
We're going to call the winner here coming up in the final hour of the show, and then when we come back, I also want to get to, I got a couple of how does this happen and cool story of the day. But we have to have the debate. Walking Dead versus Game of Thrones, what's better? Game of Thrones premiere ratings, huge. Even with their crashing of the HBO's main site and the HBO.com and HBO Go, you couldn't get on. And even with all of that, people on the East Coast were having bigger problems than everybody else. Even with all of that, they expect the ratings to be 50% higher than the premiere of season 6.
Oh, wow.
25.7 million viewers, all combined with streaming, DVR, all of that factored in for 6. So do the math. That's like, you know, a big NFL football game kind of rating.
Yeah.
And remember, this is HBO. This is a premium channel you got to pay for. This isn't, CBS, NBC, Fox, any of that. No.
That's a population. I mean, that's just...
Man.
So the ratings for Game of Thrones are a lot higher than The Walking Dead. I'm sorry to break it to you.
And it's season 7.
Yeah, and they had a huge break between 6 and 7. Uh-huh. People are saying, oh, people are going to lose interest. Wrong.
HBO hasn't seen that since, like, Sopranos days. Remember, people used to go nuts over that
show. I didn't even know Sopranos was that big, the ratings for Sopranos. Well, they would be now, probably.
If you don't get HBO, can you get Game of Thrones on another place, like Netflix?
Yes, there are, I believe.
One of six, yeah.
I believe you can watch it other places. And live, you can stream it. I think you can actually buy the HBO.com or HBO Go without actually having it at home. Maybe?
Correct. Yes,
I don't know. Because the millennials, they don't like TVs. They're afraid of TVs. They love the internet. They're afraid the TV is going to eat them.
They don't need them.
They're going to eat them. They're going to fall into the TV and they're never going to get out. Anyway, so I want to talk about that, so don't move. But first, Denny Shaver for the Appliance Center Home Store, Ohio's largest furniture and appliance store, now offering appliance service and repair. Academy Trade certified techs, their own employees, will come to your house and fix your appliance that's on the fritz. Call this number, 419-PAY-LESS. 419-PAY-LESS. Mention my name, Denny Shaver. They'll give you 60% off your service call if you decide to repair it. If you decide not to repair your appliance, they'll give you $175 in AC rewards money you can use in the store. That's a heck of a deal, people. So finally, my name gives you something.